Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. As you know, the show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show on air, on the airwaves, on the internet, doesn't matter how you're listening to content and how you're receiving content. This is the only show with the content that actually talks about the only tangible solution we have in getting the federal government out of doing the things that they have no constitutional authority to do, getting those powers back to the state, and getting America back on the track that the framers had intended. And when I say that, that includes the divine hand of providence, because they clearly attributed all of the Constitution and the inspiration that they received from the divine hand of providence. In other words, I believe the good Lord wanted a land to be a beacon, to be that example, as Reagan and a lot of people have so eloquently stated, that America can be, should be, and will be that beacon of liberty for all, as long as we maintain the balances of power that were designed from the onset of this hybrid constitutional republic. Why is it a hybrid? Because we are not a full federation where the general government, the federal government, is granted all unlimited powers. We have a enumerated constitution instead of a general constitution in this republic with a limited federal government. And those limitations are in those enumerations. That's all they have the authority constitutionally. That's all the states delegated to them to do. Some of you that have been listening to this show, you know, you understand this. And so it's a hybrid constitutional republic because we still have a confederacy. There is a body of states out there that possess all the authority over everything else out there for government to do. If this is a capital if the good folks, the citizens of that sovereign state, delegate to them the power to do so. They are constitutional republics also. Each state is divided by counties or parishes, and each state has been delegated the powers by the people, because all power is vested in the people. And so the brilliant design of this hybrid constitutional republic is that we, the people, delegated very specific powers to the state government. And in that state government, we delegated very specific powers to the general government. And those were constrained by these enumerated constitutions at all levels. So you can't tell me that we today, at this time, when we see the violations of our Constitution so egregiously violated, I mean, our Constitution is being torn asunder. And the fact is that we now have all the evidence necessary in these ratification debates to prove the point and to academically drive forward in breaking apart this monopoly of power that the federal government has usurped unto themselves. Yes, that is right. So, with that, let me kind of move on. As you know, I've been telling you this, and I need to start changing my my breaks, coming back from break messages, because I'm telling you the phone lines are open. There's a good chance that I may not see it. And so What I would rather do, and what you may rather do, is go ahead and send me an email if there is some feedback, you want to talk about something, you just want me to address something, by all means, just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And so I'm going to be changing these outros this week so that I'm no longer just telling you to call in. I'm just going to be inviting you to send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. That way we can, you know, mention your name and also put out the information that you're seeking. If you're looking for where to find this, I talked about it a long time ago, this Chinese organ harvesting that's going on where they have 300 million plus political prisoners, and they're keeping them alive so that they can harvest their organs for anybody that wants to fly there to get a replacement Kennedys. If your name is Kennedy, I did not mean to I tell you, I'm bad with names. And the funny thing is, I know lots of eloquent people in history. I should say not eloquent people, because I'm not the most eloquent, because I have these speech problems. I have real hard times reading names and so forth, and or even remembering names. And so I think back of, you know, well, there's been lots of people that have had encumberments with their speech and so forth. And the most famous that I can think of is Moses. Moses required Aaron to actually speak for him. But anyway, I'm not even comparing myself there, so I won't even go there again. So one of the things I wanted to talk about that I didn't get through yesterday is I wanted to actually talk about the news of the day, or the news, you know, the news that's not going anywhere that everybody's all frantic about, and get into those things. But I wanted to start this week off with getting you to start challenging how you look at government's role in our lives, and how you might possibly have some inclinations of communism, because we've all been indoctrinated. When I graduated from high school in the middle of the 70s, I was indoctrinated into believing the government should do everything. There should be a law for that. Government should create a law. Government needs to do everything. No. We need to be left to our own design. That means that you have far less chance of killing people, because nobody kills people more efficiently than government does. We don't want government doing everything. And so yesterday's diatribe, if you didn't listen to it, go listen to the podcast. It's up there. But yesterday's diatribe that I dived into was to get you to start challenging how you look at government's roles in our lives. Even at your state level, do you want your state level to really regulate every iota? No. That's why we have constitutions and only delegated specific powers. Government's primary object of government is, one, to save lives and to protect your property. Or to protect your lives and protect your property. Those are the two main objects of government. Anyway, I also need to get into kind of tying the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions together, and I've been doing that. It's not that but what I want to do is I want to close on this, because we're at a historical moment that most people don't even realize. The fact that Congress unanimously voted, or I should say the House unanimously voted to end hate speech with this resolution, goes tantamount to what John Adams and those early days in Congress in 1798, how they wanted to restrict speech, political speech, and actually, you know, restrict friends of aliens that were being migrated here and so forth. They passed laws that were absolute violations of the Constitution. There is no difference with what that resolution did. Everybody that voted for it, as far as I'm concerned, stepped on the Bill of Rights and stepped on the Constitution. And that shows you what kind of respect that these hacks in D.C. have. We can't change D.C. The one thing Obama was correct about is you can't change D.C. from within. And the only way we're going to change D.C. is by republic review and auditing and going through the arduous process of getting the federal government into compliance to the Constitution. That's what republic review does. It identifies all the problems through the audit, and then it goes through the necessary changes that have to occur. What needs to be gotten rid of? Education. All of these things that have to be gotten rid of. How the states want to dispose of those unconstitutional powers is all a part of republic review. So I also still need to get you to help close this concept of the militia and how we have completely turned our backs on a huge part of the Constitution and the bulwark of our security. Because it should be the militia that should be dealing with this invasion. It should not be federal thugs running around that have been weaponized with military gear. What we need is the militia to be reinstituted, and Trump could literally, he could, you know, slap some of these bureaucracies and agencies and give it back to the states. Would he do that? It's counterintuitive, but he's been doing things that are counterintuitive. So we kind of have to live with what we've got. I know I'm going to be running out of time. So before I do, really quick, let me also just kind of start the groveling, and we'll have to get into the groveling when we come back. As you know, I am not a huge organization. There is no architecture here. I'm a pain in the butt. I'm the person that's calling around and getting other people to lead. I've got lots of people leading these efforts in these other states. I desire, it would be nice if I could motivate you into getting involved. That's one of the reasons why I go through the news, because every time I go through the news, I get an opportunity to point out, is this really what you want? What is it going to take to get you motivated? So we're going to be having that conversation today, but I need to kind of wrap up to what I didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. So when we come back, let me kind of wrap things up in the groveling, wrap things up that I didn't get to cover yesterday, and get into some motivating news. And hopefully I might be able to end up with the Kentucky resolutions. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so let's dive into the groveling just a little bit more. As you know, we're looking for help. We're looking for we the people to get involved. If you believe you're a leader, if you can lead, if you know how to lead, just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We will help you lead, and we will help you become a Paul Revere or however our history will define us as we move forward. So by all means, just send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we will get you in touch with what you need to do and help you get into leading within your county and state. Excuse me. That's the primary objective, getting you into leading and helping us get your state involved in calling and supporting the audit as well as Republic Review, okay? Excuse me. We also have other ways you can help. You can help us financially. We're not asking for a lot of money. For the amount of people that listen to this show, if you just threw a dollar into the GoFundMe, we would easily be able to cover our crowdfunding costs, or actually it's just our traveling costs for this crowdfunding. That's all we're looking to do, is just cover the cost of travel. I've already done one travel, still trying to recover from that, and I will be putting up the cost of this future travel that, it's going to cost me to go back out to Wyoming again in May. So anything you can do would be greatly appreciated, and it is not lining my pocket. It is just helping me not be the financier of the revolution. I will also tell you that there are two organizations you can get involved with as well. One is helping rescind the 17th Amendment, and that's Keith. He does a lot of other things, excuse me. That's Keith Broders at the Constitution Club. So go to theconstitutionclub.ning.com and get involved with Keith Broders and company. There's lots of really good patriots involved, thousands of patriots involved. Start connect and identify your county and state, and you will find all sorts of people in your county and state that you may not know. And all of a sudden, you'll have a patriot network available to you. The other organization is Our First Right. By all means, reach out to them. The contact information, email, and all of that is on my podcast page still, and it is on our other links page as well. So with that, thank you for tuning in. I guess today's intros took a little longer, but that's because I take these diatribes or I go on these tangents. So I don't mean to, but you know, when all of a sudden something is really important to say, you just say it. So, you know, I suffer from Tourette syndrome, maybe. I withhold the expletives. But anyway, as I went through the news today, there is no sign that the federal government is going to disband or relinquish any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. And if we're going to save this Constitution, we have to get them out of doing things that they have no business, no constitutional authority doing. So that's why we need your help. It's not going to happen without you. And so we would be honored to have your help and support in any way possible. That's why I do that groveling. But I do recognize the fact that you're tuning in and you're listening. That is a big step in the right direction. The next step is to getting other people to tune in, get the message, start understanding, wow, there really is a solution. We really can do this. And then we start moving forward and getting involved. And so let me get into some things that might help motivate you in wanting to get involved. And that is what we call the news that's not going anywhere, or the marketing to say, you know, how bad is it going to have to get before you do something? As I was saying yesterday, we're approaching this upcoming national election that's going to take about 20 months between now and November 2020. And this will be the greatest show on earth to date ever. This is going to be like a Super Bowl every day. The news cycle is ramping up, and there is more than enough things to chew on for all sorts of pundits and commentaries in journalism. This will put Circus Maximus, Caesar's Circus Maximus, to shame. So there is no doubt that what we're going to be witnessing is going to be hard to believe. Just how these people, you know, just on a quick tangent, Beto, or whatever his first name is, Robert or whatever, O'Rourke, the Irishman, but he's apparently Hispanic, but actually the perverse thing is, some of the stuff he's written and some of the stuff he's done, I can't believe that he's in this space and position to be this champion. Now, I'm not one to be a judger, but I don't know if he's gone through the proper recourse of saying, you know, that was really wrong. I should never have done that. You know, I was in a really troubled point in time. I've sought professional help, and I've gone through, you know, the therapy, and, you know, my mind is in a much better space and in a better place. But I don't think that's happened. Not to be judging, but I can't believe that these are the best and the brightest that we have. Plugs, are you kidding me? Or Biden, all the rest of these communists that are coming out. It's a sad day. It's a sad day that the Democrats have literally abandoned their party well over 100 years ago to become the forefront for subjugation. And actually, the Democratic Party was founded on subjugation. So I guess there's really not a lot I can say positively about that party. But it's about time, right? If you love the Constitution, isn't it about time to either leave that party or demand to transform itself? You know, there's that hashtag walk away. Do something if you're a Democrat. Only you and only we, the people, can bring this tent down as we watch it move forward by demanding compliance to the Constitution. It is not everything under the sun is for sale and available as an entitlement to you. It is that you have, as a government or as somebody seeking public service, you have an obligation to comply. You have an obligation to live within the enumerated powers and only do those things within those enumerated powers. Period. That's it. That's all you can do. So that's why you need to be the ones demanding compliance to the Constitution. There's that word. Say it. Compliance. Compliance by the federal government is paramount. If we can't get them to comply, when they fall, we will all be crushed. Our lives will change for good forever, at least in this world as we know it. There will have to be a drastic second coming that will have to occur to save us. Again, we can begin working on the states, and there's work to be done. As I've told you last week with breaking news, Bob Schultz of the We the People Foundation is launching an organizational structure to do exactly what I am doing with the exact same principles of Republic Review. But instead, this focus, or his focus, and what he's doing with this new organizational structure is working within the states, within the counties, to create the internal Republic Review. Or if I could, you know, clarify this, it's not Republic Review, because what's Republic? That is the states stepping in and uniting and reviewing what the federal government is doing. So in this case, it's like a states review, or the internal Republic of the states review. Because the states have counties, and the counties need to step up, and you need to get people to start holding the states accountable. And this is going to be a huge effort, and I applaud Bob in what he's doing. There's no doubt in my mind that I think he's on the right path. This is not a money-making institution, and it's not one of those self-licking ice cream cones. It has to define itself on relevance. This becomes the oversight for the states, for the counties, for all types of municipalities and public servants to make sure that they are complying to the laws of the land and not stretching their powers and abilities and usurping your powers. My associate I've been working with, God bless him, he's finally getting it, and he's starting to understand, and his focus has been driving him down into the this new direction, or I should say in the same direction that Bob is, you know, that this has to be a grassroots level up, and this has to be, you know, a much broader thing than just Republic Review. And I can't argue that. What I am doing, though, and the focus for Republic Review has to be paramount. if, like I said, if the federal government falls, a state can fall and the world isn't over. But when our federal government falls and they throw away our Constitution, the world will literally change. And that is the question. What are we going to do about that? Okay, so let me kind of wrap up on Trump's veto, because yesterday I ended the show really haranguing everyone in Congress that voted against the national emergency and how those folks should be stripped from public service. It's that simple. That's what should happen. They have no business being public servants. And so we need to remove them and ban them. And so moving forward, I also said that there needs to be a second national emergency or special emergency that Trump needs to declare. I'm running out of time. I'm hurrying, so I'm stuttering. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. All right. So see what happens when I start rushing my thoughts and trying to get something out. You tend, it's just like that Seinfeld episode, you know, pretending that a serial killer is coming and trying to open the door. I don't know if you remember it, but anyway. When we rush, we tend to make mistakes. And so I am not infallible. And there you go. Anyhow, as I stated last time, that there's a case for a second national emergency. And I would love to see these dolts removed for committing moral perjury, for violating their constitutional oath, in not doing their job, in stopping people that have no business being here, if they're not going to come through the legal form of immigration, stopping them, period. That is their obligation. Why is it that that paradigm doesn't exist with Canada? Why is it that that paradigm is only rampant south of us? Just think about it. Anyway, I think it's interesting that SCOTUS weighed in on the deportation and abiding by the laws of the land. I wonder if this may give the progressives pause on pursuing a SCOTUS determination on the use of a national emergency's powers for the president. I'm going to bet that they will look at what we are facing based on Article 4 of the Constitution. We're facing an invasion. We have been facing an invasion, and there is no other way of describing that. It's been decades long. How many millions of people are here illegally? 20, 30 million? Unacceptable. And that Congress has done nothing? I honestly think it would be, it would not be outside the bounds of reasonable for even the Supreme Court to suggest to the executive that they may need to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and start barring people for failing, for committing moral perjury and failing to live up to their oath of office. We have a true national emergency, and we've got lots of them, and they're all pointing to the constitutional crisis we're living under. Another thing I wanted to point out, this is really, old news, it's not going anywhere, but we've talked about this. Oso the Communist's trouble and her former campaign chair, the trouble that they are having now that we've kicked off this 2020 election circus. The question I have is, it looks like these two, Oso the Communist and her campaign chair, former campaign chair, have a lot of, let's just say, song and dance routines coming up, because they're going to have some explaining to do. And so the real question is, how will she fare in her district primary after she unseated what was considered a pretty beloved Democrat from Congress? And so what is the ilk? What is the, let's just say, what is the reality of the voters in New York, in this New York congressional district? Are they going to be proud to know that they've got a corrupt congressperson, or is the challenger going to be able to leverage and say, see what you did? See what happened? This is a radical. We've got to get back to maybe more mainstream. Who knows? If she wins election, I would just consider the constituents of her district lost until they are forced into the situation and position that, there's no other if, ands, or buts about it. You have to comply to the Constitution, period. And this happens to be Bob Schultz's stomping grounds in the state of New York. So we'll see what he's able to do in leveraging and moving things in the constitutional direction and compliance. In following up on this national emergency, I just wanted to also report, now this is out of the Need to Know News, if you are a subscriber to this, in San Jose, because G. Edward Griffin likes to provide the things that kind of stitch the story together. And so in San Jose, an illegal alien, Carlos Eduardo Alvarez Carananza, a 24-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador, is alleged to have stalked 59-year-old Bambi Larson before entering her home and stabbing her to death. Carranza was an admitted gang member and had 6 prior arrests, including battery, resisting arrest, and possession. Remember, I started this off, he's an illegal alien. He also had the possession of methamphetamine. Los Angeles and Santa Clara counties ignored 9 ICE detainers to deport Carranza due to California state and local policies offering sanctuary. I'm saddened, truly saddened for the Larsons, and I would love to see family members starting to sue the state for violating their civil rights, because they have no business violating the U.S. Constitution. Every dolt that takes office in that state, the first thing they have to state is they will support the U.S. Constitution. And what they do is not support the U.S. Constitution, and they put their constituents in harm's way. And this is what's happening. So I think there needs to be a class action lawsuit with all of these victims going after the entire state of California. As a follow-up, by the way, to my Orlean Kula interview. She's the president of the Eagle Forum. I had her on talking about the 5G network and so forth. Another one for her book. In San Joaquin County, California, parents are demanding a cell tower at their children's elementary school of only 400 students to be removed after four students and three teachers were reportedly diagnosed with cancer. Students, okay? Eric Windheim, an electromagnetic radiation specialist, says that the cell tower is a 4G WiMAX system that is many times stronger than a regular tower that covers 300 yards, while a WiMAX is able to cover 30 miles. The school district is refusing to remove it, and the real question is why? Why are they refusing to remove this? And I truly believe this comes down to liability, as we talked about in my interview with Orlean. If they remove it, the question will be, because the obvious question is, well, why did you let it go there in the first place? Oh, well, you were getting paid monthly? How much? $100? $200 a month? You're kidding me. And how many people have died? How many people have suffered? And how many more people may be suffering that don't even know it? This is a really sad day, my friends, when our public servants are selling us out and they have no excuse for this. They need to be held liable. Those who have taken an oath to support the Constitution and are in a position of, you know, safeguarding our children, and they, if they did not know, they have to absolutely prove. And if they didn't do the due diligence, that's why I believe every state needs to start passing a law that every public servant has to do the due diligence. And one of the things they have to ask is, what are the health risks and health harms? If they don't ask that question, then they should be fully liable. And if they do ask the question and the corporation or entity that is trying to hoodwink this company or the public servants into letting them get away with killing us, then I think what should happen is, if they use dubious measures and or try to obfuscate and are not honest, then they take full liability. But if they do say, yeah, there are, and as a matter of fact, you can't be in public service today. You can't be a citizen active and involved in trying to run for office and being in a position of public service, not knowing that these things have public risks and health risks. You have to start asking those questions, and not just, is there a risk? Oh, okay, that's fine. No, what about the radiation risk? What about the cause of damage or the cause of cancer and the damages that are coming from these radiations? These emanations of energy coming from these cell towers. So with that, let me just kind of state that it doesn't seem like this is going to be an outlier. It seems like you and I are going to start finding and hearing people that are going to be dropping, or I should say being diagnosed with some really bad cancer. And you know what happens? Once you've been inflicted with cancer, you're under that risk of it coming back. My father got cancer and it ended up coming back, and he ended up losing that battle. He beat it, but he ended up losing that battle 30 years later, 20 some years later. And so you'll always have that, you know, over your shoulder lurking. And we shouldn't be living in a life like this. There are lots of people that are, you know, very dependent on their communications with these computers. I have a smartphone, and people laugh at me because I only use it for communications. I just use it as a phone. I don't use it as my everyday computing. I have a computer for that. And I use wired communications. There's no wireless in our house other than these smartphones, and we don't use them for internet and what have you. And as Orlean has said, what you need to start doing is you need to start turning these things off when you're no longer using them. You're going to have to start sharing, you know, and so many people are living by these things. They don't even have a regular home phone anymore. How many people do you know only have a cell phone, a smartphone, or some type of wireless device, and that's how they communicate and do everything? We better start changing our paradigms, or we will be forced to change our paradigms, because lots of people go, I never knew. I should have abandoned this a long time ago. I'm at a hard break. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the circus and a few other pieces of news that aren't going away right after this. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And as I was saying, and I was going to be saying probably, because that's going to be the mantra between now and November 2020, is the Circus Maximus and what we're going to be witnessing. And the village idiot, alleged comedian Stephen Colbert is trying to resume his responsibility as the God-maker by doing a hit piece on a fellow Democrat or fellow progressive. Apparently, he doesn't, or this candidate doesn't, reach his standards of communism. And we're talking about the hit piece he did, or basically the blindsiding he did with Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential hopeful candidate Tulsi Gabbard, who was his first victim so far in the circus. And so, you know, how do these people obtain this level of relevance? I mean, you really have to be wired to think, wow, this is, you know, this guy's, whoever he blesses is the true Messiah. And I really believe that. As a matter of fact, I see more and more progressives that actually use that type of vernacular when they're talking about Trump. Oh, he's your Messiah. They say that because they think that that's how we apply it, but that's not really why. They say that because they're looking for their Messiah, like the next Obama, or Oso the Communist, or so forth, or Beto O'Rourke, who obviously he ran and actually began his presidential, officially began his presidential run this weekend. And apparently, I think, over the weekend or by yesterday, he came up with, you know, a little over $6 million in campaign finance funding to coming into his campaign. So, you know, he's pretty happy, stoked about the money that he's getting. But he was kind of ripped apart by the founder of Greenpeace, or one of the founders of Greenpeace, calling him out for being an environmental extremist. I've told you that there is this story about, you know, it was authored by Beto, where he fantasizes about running over kids and so forth. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. Again, we're going to get exposed to some really dark, evil things. And some of these players that are, you know, on the table, they're not the best. They're not the bright. They are not leaders. These guys are the next village idiot dolts that are, you know, dependent upon the money and the agenda to be able to get out and lead the agenda. Obama was not a leader. The Bushes were not leaders. Clintons were not leaders. They were monkeys on a string managing the agenda of the global elite. It is that simple. The only people that are leaders are taking us in a different direction, away from globalism and away from this consolidated governance. And so I'll just leave it at that. You know, let's call a spade and let's call a leader a leader. Agenda 21 expert Gary Galano analyzes documents by the Everett City Council in Washington State that intends to implement draconian regulations that are designed to monitor and control individuals' every move. It's almost like what they're doing in China. Galano shows where the document explicitly admits to the intention to modify human behavior. The document shows that the controllers plan to remove people from their cars and replace them with buses, bicycles, scooters, and walking. In addition, and you know, it rains a lot in Everett, so there won't be a lot of walking for people. I mean, either that or they're going to have to give them slickers, right? In addition, though, they're changing the land use laws. They're going to get rid of the allowance or your ability to have single-family homes. And what they're going to do is force you into government project type of apartments and or condos where you kind of feel like you're the owner of your little, you know, chunk of concrete. And these condensed population centers are going to replace your single-family home and your yard and your ability or your need to have a lawnmower. And this is the Agenda 21. Why is it that none of the news agencies like Fox or the new Fox is going to talk about Agenda 21? There's a reason. They don't want you to understand that there's actually an agenda. The goal is total control over humans. That's the whole Agenda 21. That's the whole global governance. That's the whole New World Order. It is about total control over human beings and what they do, think, and own, and to monitor and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all means of production, all means of consumption, all construction, all energy, education, information, and or just the creation of data. So Galano says it can be stopped in as few as 200 individuals just start pushing back against the city council. There's evidence that when you start pushing back, because right now there's been no resistance, if Everett doesn't wake up, and to be honest, folks, these people are violating the civil rights of their constituents. They're violating the state constitution in what they are doing. People need to start pushing back, and they need to use the mantra, compliance. It's happening there. It's already beginning to happen in your county, in your city. If you don't think the planners, quote unquote, the planners are out there trying to cage you, you've got another thing coming, because they are. Go to the planners net and look it up. I've already told you about this before. They are working to cage all of us and force us into their model of how we need to live. And it is a very dark and evil model. So again, what's it going to take to get you to wake up? Because there are some really bad, evil players that are doing everything they can to move society into a direction of full subjugation. You think communism was bad? This is communism on steroids of monitoring and everything else. Go look at what they're doing with the Big Brother system that they're rolled out in China. Everything's happening in China. I'm telling you, it's a nightmare that is unfolding right before our very own eyes. And the Agenda 21 utopia cities will ultimately fail at tremendous expense to taxpayers because the plans are built upon the lie of global warming and other fraud, including the fact that it is impossible to measure greenhouse gas emissions and how they're selling all of this new climatology religion. In light of the university access scandal, this is kind of fascinating, but apparently this was driven because this has been in existence for a long time. And apparently the FBI sting that netted 50 parents, college coaches, and administrators included Felicity Hoffman, as you know, Lori Loughlin, and other designer, all of these people. But here's the question I've got to ask. I wonder how many kids have been protected so far that aren't going to be disclosed, that they probably have the goods on, you know, what the Obama kids going to school. I mean, did their grades really, were they that better than their competitors, or were they given an unfair advantage? And the FBI, because the deep state does have, and it's been proven, that they will protect certain people and expose others. And so who did they protect? Chelsea Clinton, when she went to Stanford, she really deserved, I mean, her grades were that good? Really? I don't think so. I think that these elitists have been able to enjoy a lifestyle, and we're starting to see that they have been enjoying a lifestyle at our demise and at a great expense to them, and it's got to stop. If you didn't know, there are two class action lawsuits in this whole case. One of them is against Stanford University, UCLA, USC, and the University of San Diego, University of Texas, Yale, Georgetown, and so forth. And the accused are basically, or I should say, the plaintiffs are accusing these folks of unfair competition and violations to consumer laws. There is a second lawsuit by Jennifer K. Toy, a school teacher from Oakland, and she's suing the Well-Hill defendants and other, so all these stars, Well-Hill, you know, so all these stars that are out there, and she's suing them as well. So there's $1 trillion total, $500 billion in this lawsuit and $500 billion in the other lawsuit that they're going after to, at $1 trillion, that's a good clip right there. The money in this bribery scandal is minuscule in comparison to the money that the government gives to these colleges. It's billions and billions of dollars a year. Trillions of dollars have been going down the pipe and actually going down the gutter and sewer, indoctrinating these kids. And we really need to get the federal government out of education. We need to make it an open, fair, and competitive environment once again, where they're actually teaching kids to think instead of indoctrinating them. What is it going to take to get you to stand up and take action? How many more tragedies, how many more conspiracies, how many more tragedies, not tragedies. Anyway, how many more of these types of things does it take before you get motivated to say, you know what, this is enough. I've had enough. We have to shut unconstitutional non-compliance of the Constitution down. Got to shut it down now. We need your help. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I will be back tomorrow. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.